You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And we are live here at the Minnesota State Fair. And as promised, Julie Weisenhorn, John Trappi from the U of M. Back at, it's a whole year, you guys.
It's really cold out, too.
Yeah, it is chilly. But it is fresh. It is
it's fresh. It's refreshing.
It is refreshing. It's a perfect day to head out here. And it's great to see a bunch of our listeners out here as well. And great to see you in person. We're always, you know, on remote locations.
Right.
But and again, I mentioned it earlier, but if you have lawn and garden questions, but as Julie will say, we've got John here today. So
that's
any
right.
Turf question, phew. If you have any kind of a lawn question, this is the guy you want to tap for some information. You can call it in. You can text it in as usual. Let me give you the number for either 651-461-9226. While we're waiting now, what's going on at the fair as far as horticulture? I mean, of course, we're going to talk about the ARB like we always like to do. But John, what's going on?
A lot of great opportunities to see things, to see programs from the University of Minnesota Extension. Specifically, if you attend or if you can get to the horticulture building, you can find University of Minnesota Extension. You can ask Master Gardeners for horticulture questions. We also have the University of Minnesota Turf Lab has a booth for the entire state fair for anytime you have more detailed turf questions or you're just looking for more turf resources. That's a great place to check out as well.
Do you have the samples of turf?
We do. We've got the petting zoo of different types of turf grasses. For if people want to feel what they are, we have demonstration plots right outside the horticulture building for people to see what a bee lawn looks like or fine fescues or tall fescues, things that we talk about.
That's a great idea.
Cool.
Yeah. Again, this is, I mentioned off air, this is my favorite time of the year weather-wise. It's hard to believe, first of all, it's almost September.
I know.
But
it's nuts.
It's also, my yard is appreciative, too, because of these cooler temps. Why is it that the grass seems to like this kind of weather?
Well, most of the grasses that we have growing in our lawns in Minnesota are cool season grasses, so they're better adapted for these types of temperatures. So they prefer kind of that late spring, early summer, and then that early fall growing weather.
And this is a good time to seed, I think?
It is a pretty good time to seed. This is probably the first or second best, depending upon your conditions and what you have for resources for growing in grass seed. Otherwise, dormant seeding is something we've really been pushing, which is in that kind of mid-November time frame.
So that's when you start dormant seeding.
Correct. But generally, you know, this is the best time of year for doing most lawn practices, things like aerification, fertilization, maybe broadleaf weed control, if that's something you're interested in.
So we can control weeds this time of year.
Yeah, this is for the perennial broadleaf weeds like dandelions, wild violets, creeping Charlie, of course. This is the best time of year to try to do that.
I'm sure we'll get our Creeping Charlie question before before the hour is up. I'm looking at some text questions that we can get to before we get to backed up. Let's see where it is. Oh, my sweet grass has grown into an established flower bed. How do I remove it without disturbing perennials and then contain it in the future?
Oh, so sweetgrass has pretty rhizomatous roots, kind of a root system that tends to create a colony. So it's really great in that respect. But when it does get out of hand, you're just going to have to work in between those established perennials. It may be an opportunity, too, to maybe do a little bit of redesigning of your bed, too. Maybe dig up some of those established perennials and divide them or share them with other people. Move them around a little bit. Maybe it's time for a fresh look. And in the meantime, then you can dig up that sweet grass. But otherwise, you just have to, if you're not interested in digging up the perennials, you're just going to have to work around them.
Okay. Here's one we get this time of year, every year it seems like. How short should I mow my lawn before winter?
People are already thinking about winter.
Boy,
I love
boy.
It. So you can lower the mowing height. I would not go lower than 2 inches. There are some benefits behind lowering the mowing height. Normally throughout the year we recommend typically the taller the better. So 3.5 inches or more is preferred. But in the wintertime, it can help reduce snow mold, and it might even help with leaf mulching as you're mowing your leaves into the lawn. They might actually mulch a little bit better and break down a little bit faster.
We got, I think, every week questions, John and Julie, about the grass seed. How do I know I'm getting good grass seed? Where do I find good grass seed? Or what kind of grass seed should I look at? Mm. And you get these questions all the time, I know, but... But we have some great greenhouses. We have some great garden centers. We're lucky to have so many good ones. Is that the best place to start, would you think?
Well, we actually have a webpage called Buying Grass Seed for Minnesota Lawns. And it actually works through all of the things you should be looking for quality seed, things that you should be avoiding. And we even have links on where to buy quality grass seed in the region. So I would definitely check out that webpage at extension.umn.edu, Buying Grass Seed for Minnesota Lawns.
That's a great idea. Yeah, again, that website.
Yeah, there's a lot of good information on the website. John's done an awesome job with answering these questions by producing really good web pages on lawn care.
Speaking of questions, we have more. Here's another text. Our magnolia tree lost all of its buds a couple of months ago. Now the leaves are turning black. What to do, if anything?
Well, there's some issues with magnolias. One of them is called magnolia scale. And magnolia scale looks like kind of bumpy, dark brown, kind of bumps along the stems. And a scale is a sucking insect, and it's a protected, has this protected covering over it. So it makes it especially difficult to treat. You have to treat with a systemic. But it sounds to me like you've lost the buds, the leaves are black. It may be that this plant is not thrive, it's obviously not thriving, and it may be time to replace it with something else. Or you could call in a certified arborist, and they could take a look at it for you and try to assess the situation and give you some remedies, or also maybe say it's time to change out the plant.
Very good. Excuse me. Let's take a break and be right back. We're broadcasting, by the way, live from the Minnesota State Fair at the newly remodeled, thanks to Linda's Construction, our broadcast center. We're going to talk to Andy next hour here on News Talk 830 WCCO.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Stay with us. And welcome back to the Minnesota State Fair. Denny Long here along with Julie Weisenhorn, John Trappi from the University of Minnesota Extension, answering those lawn and garden questions. And, of course, Julie and John, we have many.
Awesome.
To last certainly the rest of the hour. And anyone here who is at the State Fair, you can come on up to our deck, too, and ask your question in person. All right. Texter, we're going to get to more texts, but the Jim at St. Francis has been hanging on the phone for a while. Jim, thank you for your patience. What's your question?
Thank you for taking my call. I have a problem with Japanese beetle damage in my lawn. It's mostly in one particular area. What can I do to correct that next year?
Okay, so if you have Japanese beetle grubs, Japanese beetles are the adults that are the result of white grubs, and if you saw white grub damage, if you've already seen it this year, there's a good chance it's actually not white grubs, it's another species of white grubs, because the Japanese beetle white grubs, they're all just growing and developing right now. We should start seeing some of that damage in lawns, hopefully not for most people, but if indeed you do have white grubs, the best way to, and you know that you've got them, let's say from last year, use a white grub preventative insecticide. So the one that we recommend the most is chlorantraniliprole, Scott's Grub-X, or Acelaprin. So the chlorantraniliprole, that's the active ingredient. That's the ibuprofen of Advil. It's the least toxic. It's the best working one. You can pick it up at most garden centers. The best time to apply that is before early July, so late June is the best time, that'll prevent grubs for next year.
All right, very good. Thank you for the call, Jim. And if you want to call and chat with Julie or John, 651-461-9226, or if it's easier, just send a text. Here is another one. I have a hilly area that faces north, but it gets a fair amount of sun. What perennial flowers could still be planted in the early fall? They're texting in from Aiken, Minnesota, so
okay.
Up north.
Okay.
And is dormant late fall seeding effective with wildflowers?
Okay. Well, definitely on a slope like that, it's a sunny slope. The one thing to be conscious of is that gravity will cause that slope to be pretty dry. Water will go down into the soil, down the hill. So the top of that, closer to the top of that slope is going to be drier. So you're looking for plants that can tolerate sun and also tolerate pretty dry conditions. And some of the best ones are ornamental grasses. They're perennial. They have deep root systems that help to hold that soil in and maybe prevent some erosion if you have that issue on that slope. Also, you can mix that in with some of our perennials that are more native or native cultivars that have also deeper root systems and also spread by seed. So, for example, asters are great. And also echinacea is a terrific one, coreopsis. Those are all excellent choices. And I would plant in really big masses of the same flower. And these are all pollinator-friendly plants, so the bees will be buzzing away around these plants. They start to bloom in probably early summer, and they'll bloom all the way into fall.
All right, very good.
And as far as the wildflowers, for a timing, that dormant seeding is the best for
right.
native prairies, wildflowers. Many of those need cold stratification. So if you can get them down in early winter, say that middle of November, that's the best time. That freeze-thaw cycle will work the seeds down into the soil and help with establishment.
And some of the plants I mentioned could be seeded in, too. You don't need to plant plants.
No, good. Very good. Here's interesting. Can I pour salt on an asparagus patch to keep the thistles away?
It's not good to introduce salt into soil. It can really change your soil. It can cause it to be toxic to other plants. Salt is best on cooked asparagus as a snack or something. But the best thing to do with thistle is to renovate that soil, renovate that patch. Also to use a selective or a broadleaf herbicide. And just you can just target those thistles by brushing it onto the leaves of the thistle. You can hold that asparagus back from that. You can use a cardboard box and just open up the top and the bottom and put it around the thistle and then treat the thistle specifically and leave it there until it dries. It wouldn't be very long to help to get that pesticide down into the roots of that thistle. It's very hard to get rid of. You're going to have to do it more than once.
All right. Again, 651-461-9226 for your lawn or garden question. Here's one for John. I completely reseeded my backyard after a lot of prep. It came up beautifully until it got hot, and now quack grass is everywhere.
Oh.
Any suggestions?
Quack grass.
So I would just first verify that you're noticing quack grass and not crab grass. They're both pesky weeds. Crab grass is a summer annual. That's the one that's real lime green or yellow green that's very prevalent this time of year. That's a summer annual. That one is much easier to manage, a dense and healthy turf. Just focus on best management practices like proper fertilization, mowing, maybe watering if it does ever get drought stressed. And you can use a crabgrass preventer for that. Now, quackgrass is a completely different story. It's the most difficult to control weed in pretty much any landscape. Really, there's no options for you other than just to try to renovate the area to start over. And I always tell people that managing quack grass comes with acceptance as opposed to, a proactive approach, because you'll probably get it again. It's very difficult to remove.
I've heard a term for years, and I wonder what it looks like. I have to go on the website. What does nutsedge look like?
Nutsedge looks like a grass. It's actually in the sedges and rushes family. It also has a lime green color, very waxy leaf surface. But the very key identifying characteristic with all sedges is that they have a triangular stem. So if you pull them up, which they're pretty easy to manually pull, but if you pull them up and cut them in half, you can look at the stem, and it's a perfect three-sided triangle.
And you get rid of that how?
So yellow nutsedge is an indication of excessive moisture. They can be in dry areas as well, but maybe you should consider, why they're there as well and address that underlying problem. But there is a class of herbicides, if you're looking to remove them from lawns, for example. They're called sulfonyl urea herbicides, or SUs. They can selectively remove yellow nutsedge or other sedges, but doing those in early summer is best.
Oh, okay.
I think we have that problem at the Foodscape.
Yes.
All right. Tell you what, let's do. Let's take a break and find out what the weatherman or weather person has in store. Looks like a mighty fine week, and give you that hint, especially if you're heading to the State Fair. We'll talk weather and about another half hour of the Lawn and Garden Show. So stay with us here. News Talk 830.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
This is WCC. And welcome back to the Minnesota State Fair. And welcome back to our Smart Garden Show. Denny Long here, along with Julie Weisenhorn and John Trappi from the University of Minnesota. If you have any kind of a lawn or garden question, whether it be here at the fair or at home, I was going to say if you're driving, but we don't like you to text and drive. You can call if your hand's free, of course, and have that capability. But we have so many questions already. But my big question is,
yes,
when do the abiders play next?
Oh, thank you for asking. We are playing today, actually. We're playing for a benefit called the West Tonka Soundwave. It's a benefit for the West Tonka Food Shelf. We're going to be out at Back Channel Brewery in Spring Park, not too far from Mound, where I live. And we'll be playing at 6 o'clock, but there are bands all afternoon, starting at noon. And the headliner is G.B. Layton. And that's a great local band.
It is.
Brian is a fabulous musician, great band behind him, and we're looking forward to being his warm-up band.
You know who used to play with G.B. Layton was our friend Steve Murphy's daughter, Natalie, the fiddler.
Yeah, my brother Andy used to play
all
with
right.
him also.
Yeah, they're a great group. Well, that's good. Remind us of that before you leave us today,
happy
too.
To.
John, we have texters, if I can find it. It is about, here it is. Is it too late to aerate and overseed?
Now is actually the perfect time to do that. So aeration can help relieve soil compaction. It also helps with water infiltration and rooting. The early fall is the best time to do it. Maybe right after a light rain if you can, but use core aeration. That's when you leave the plugs on the surface. You can overseed at the same time, and that's a great way of filling in and improving your lawn over time.
All right, very good. Texter says this, Julie, this year we have a raised garden with two tomato plants, one green pepper plant. The tomato plants are producing great, but we have not had one pepper. The plant is healthy. Why no peppers?
Well, sometimes peppers struggle in heat. The flowers aren't viable. They might drop flowers as well.
And so it could be that the plant just had a tough time during some of these heavy, hot and humid days that we had. You might want to, if the plant looks healthy overall, it may just be a non-productive year for that plant, too. They like heat, but not excessive heat.
Okay, we're getting a lot of tomato questions.
This is the time of year for tomatoes.
I suppose it is. This texter grows tomatoes in 30-gallon grow pots.
Oh, okay. Those are great.
One type developed wilt pretty badly, so I'm not growing tomatoes in the same soil next year. What vegetables would be good to grow there instead?
You could try growing greens. So Laura and I do a lot of succession planting at the Foodscape, at the Arboretum, at the Farm at the Arb. And we can start. You can start really early with those. You can start with kale. You can do baby kale. You can do spinach, radishes. And then you can move into lettuces. You can try growing carrots in the grow bags. That's a pretty good-sized grow bag. And you can just kind of eat those foods throughout the season and just keep reseeding. So kind of make a plan. And right now, if you're going to reseed, you're looking for short maturity time, so 25, 30, 40 days. Particularly radishes are great right now, and lettuces are too. And remember, you can eat things when they're small. So even if you grow peas, you can pull the pea shoots up, and you can have those also for on your salads or sandwiches.
Making me hungry, and we're at the fair, so look out. Texas John, this may be for you here. If I do not want to use chemicals to control weeds, is corn gluten meal a good alternative? Excuse me. How and when could I use this, yet this year or next year?
So corn gluten meal is a does have some pre-emergent properties for controlling some weed species, but there's even been some research to show that that's not really the case anymore. But there is benefit with the fertilizer source from that that's helping your lawn. And if you time the fertilizer sources more appropriately in the fall, that's the ideal time for fertilizing if you're not going to be using herbicides or anything, or you're just promoting the lawn, or you're promoting the lawn more. And that would be the strategy I would take if you're not going to use any kind of herbicides, synthetic herbicides. There's not really a lot of great remedies or like more natural options. Like vinegar is often touted as being beneficial, or boiling water. None of those work very well for some of the more difficult to control broadleaf weeds. They end up just killing a lot of other plants. Or just top killing the plants you're trying to control, and they don't work. So focus on best management practices like proper fertilization, even if you're going to use corn gluten meal.
Texter says this, Julie, I have a hydrangea that has not flowered in a couple of years. Am I doing something wrong?
Well, not knowing your practices, it could be that you're pruning the plant at the wrong time. We have an excellent video on pruning all three kinds of hydrangeas that we grow here in Minnesota, the panicle hydrangea, the smooth hydrangea, and the big leaf hydrangea. So once you identify that, then we have guidance for pruning it. So you can take a look at that. It's on our extension site at extension.umn.edu, yard and garden, and go to the trees and shrubs section. And you can watch that. Brandon Miller, who is our faculty and curator of the live collections at the Arboretum, and I are on that video. It was a lot of fun to do, and it's been very, very popular with Minnesota gardeners.
All right. Should sod, John, that was placed on July 2nd be aerated and overseeded now?
I would be a little nervous about aerating the sod, just in case maybe it's not fully rooted. You can check that first. You can just go up to the sod and actually try to pull it up. And if you can pull it up, then I wouldn't aerate. But I would, maybe wait until next year to aerate, just to make sure that you're getting proper establishment. It's not really, I would be a little nervous about potentially setting yourself back a little bit. But it should be fully established. It's just, you know, your conditions may vary.
Very good. Here's an interesting question. Can I put lawn fertilizer on soil that will be a garden?
I'll take that one.
Okay, you go.
So do not use something that has a weed and feed or some kind of coated herbicide in with the fertilizer. full stop, don't do that. But functionally, there's not a whole lot of difference between a lawn fertilizer and a garden fertilizer. I mean, it may be just branding, but the fertilizer itself in the bag is going to be very similar. I would still look for something that's going to be a complete fertilizer that has nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. Most lawn fertilizers do not have that phosphorus because we're restricted from using that on lawns in Minnesota. So, but a complete fertilizer like a 10-10-10 or a 12-12-12, for example, does that sound about right?
That sounds good.
Okay.
Also, don't put anything with a pre-emergent in it if you're going to do any seeding in your garden.
All right. Another question via text. This texter lives in a twin home development with a lawn service. The builder laid sod on sand, no black dirt. Any suggestions other than redoing lawns with the black dirt? Can we care for it so it looks healthy? They love the show. Well, thank you for that. I'm not sure what they can do or what kind of question that is. With the, they didn't say this. It looks bad.
Yeah.
Right.
So I think the implication is probably that they're not all that happy with it if they're asking about it. So I would stick with the sod. It may have just taken, may have just kind of had a lull, especially if it was this year. I would stick with it. But ideally, that's one of the reasons why seeding is so important or seeding is so beneficial is that the seed is getting established where it was planted. And you don't have to worry so much about soil differences between the sod farm and this and and where your site is. Now, with that said, a silt loam sod or a soil-based sod with, black soil is perfectly fine getting established onto even a pure sand. That's very commonly done on athletic fields, on golf courses. So it's perfectly capable to do that. You shouldn't really worry about that too much. But I would just make sure, focus on the best management practices. Maybe check out the lawn care calendar on the extension website for following those best practices and focus on, just getting it grown in.
I would ask Julie and John, because you both kind of hang out there, what's going on at the Arb this time of year?
Oh, well, the Arboretum is in full swing, of course. It is 365 days of the year, pretty much. We are out at the farm at the Arb, and you can see John's demonstration plots on different kinds of turf grasses for Minnesotans to grow, and also the great lawns, which are lovely and beautiful, and the living patio as well, which is a tough turf type of seed in that. So really, really great examples of turf. You can also wander around the foodscape. It's highly productive right now. We've got a lot of things, a lot of different plants for people to look at for making a list for next year. There's also farm days. Today is canning day out at the farm, where you can learn about preserves and how to do that safely from food safety certified canning specialists. We have giant pumpkins at the farm as well. We have 5 giant pumpkins and 4 smaller ones that are growing right now. And you can check out their weights. We use a calculator from the Giant Pumpkin Commonwealth to estimate their weights based on measurements. And the biggest one is Sasquatch. And so far, Sasquatch is weighing in at an estimated 467
Whoa,
pounds.
Wow.
And, yeah, just starting to turn its lovely orange color. So some people might remember we had giant pumpkins out at the Arboretum in 2022. These are their offspring. So John and I collected these seeds on John's first day of work. and so we've started growing those out. So they're there in all their glory.
There's so much to do there.
There's a lot
to
do.
You can make a whole day of it. You can eat there.
Yes, the rootstock is a great restaurant. Yeah. And there's also the beautiful gardens all around the main visitor centers, too.
Yeah,
so
it's just a great place. And now, folks that have never been there, how do we get there?
We are at the intersection of Highway 5 and 41. You can get tickets at arb.umn.edu, and you can pick the time that you want to come on in. And to be honest, I would become a member, because after you go once, you're going to want to come back again.
That's so true.
Over time, you're going to just, may as well get a membership at that point.
Yeah.
And the Apple House is open.
Yeah, it is now.
You don't have to pay to get into apples, right?
Yeah. I'm going to go there this weekend.
I got first kiss apples yesterday.
Outstanding. All right. Let's take a break. We'll be back with the remaining minutes of our Smart Garden Show. We'll still have time for your questions. We have a bunch of text messages if you'd like to give us a call. 651-461-9226. We're live at the fair here on Newstalk 830 WCCO. And welcome back to the Minnesota State Fair. Danny Wall here at our broadcast center at the fair. Julie Weisenhorn and John Trappi from the U of M answering those lawn and garden questions. We have a few minutes to go before our home improvement show with Linus Construction next hour. And, of course, we have tons of questions.
Of course.
Let's get to another one. John, how long will it take for my grass to grow back where I have burned patches from fertilizer?
So fertilizer is a salt burn in the lawn or in the soil. It's more of a soil issue, and that can take months for that to leach through the profile. You're basically just counting on you can use a hose to try to flush those salts through the soil, but it can take quite a long time. And you'll know, just keep trying to spread seed. Eventually, you'll have those salts flushed through. But it's, I would just try to be patient. At least weeks to months is the quick answer.
Weeks to months.
Ooh.
Caller said, didn't want to be on the air. When is a good time to cut down my phlox, daylilies, bleeding hearts, and iris?
Well, I think there's a philosophy about leaving things standing through the winter, and a couple reasons for that. One is that they create a habitat for beneficial insects. They also, they continue to photosynthesize through the fall as long as there's green tissue there. You can deadhead your daylilies. You can deadhead your phlox. If the phlox is really covered with powdery mildew, yeah, you might want to take that out. But as long as there's green leaves and, the plant is looking pretty good, I would leave it in place and just wait and deal with it after they've turned yellow and brown, and then you can start to cut them back.
Okay. This listener said, I planted red clover, a cover crop this year, and will terminate the plants this fall. Is it true that the nitrogen they impart to the soil is not available until the plant dies?
No, so red clover is a legume. Like a lot of other legumes, they often have a symbiotic relationship with rhizobia that fixes nitrogen. You are getting some nitrogen from the plant itself after it dies that's breaking down, but as the plant is living, those rhizobia are fixing nitrogen for the area. So you're getting that benefit the whole time the clover is growing. So you get some while it's growing and some after.
Someone wants you to identify a type of grass. What kind of grass do I have? It's very wide blade grass, dark green, tends to lay flatter than bluegrass.
Oh.
We'll stay green longer than in drier conditions. If pulled, it has longer trailing roots.
Yeah, that sounds a lot like tall fescue. It has a more of a flat leaf surface. You can see the veins. If you look very closely, Kentucky bluegrass, you can't see those. Fine fescue, you definitely can't see veins for. But the turf-type tall fescue is the most drought-tolerant. It stays greener longer. That's exactly what that is. It's a great turf species for Minnesota.
Good morning. Love the show. How do we know when carrots are done growing? And any other info you can share on carrots?
Carrots can actually be left in the soil well into the fall, and I've dug carrots for Thanksgiving dinner before, so even with a little bit of snow, they tend to sweeten up. You can see them, you can see the top of the carrot at the top of the soil and determine at that point. Sometimes you want to just pick carrots and just, take a look at them and see how they're developing, but you can leave them in for a long, long time.
Okay. Is now a good time to fertilize my lawn?
Yes.
Just like that.
Yes.
Isn't it what you've said before? Isn't this like one of the better times?
Yeah,
right?
If you were only going to fertilize one time of the year, right now is it. Labor Day, right around that time frame is the best time. The second best time is probably middle fall. The third best time, if you're going to fertilize three times a year, would be kind of the mid-May for most of Minnesota.
Here's kind of a naturalist type of question. You know how they talk about the worm with the black stripe. It means that bad winter, heavy winter. You know what I'm talking about?
Is that, that's the caterpillar, the brown and...
Right.
And I'm kind of thinking woolly caterpillar?
Yeah, it's the woolly...
Brown and black one?
Yeah. What does... Here's another one, though. What does large size acorns indicate for winter?
Oh. Well, if you see... Well, they're probably larger this year because we've had so much water. And so the fruit of the plant, the nuts, have been, have had a lot of water, so they're bigger. If you have a lot of acorns, it's usually indicative of stress on the plant in some way. It could be from last year. It could be from the drought we had going into fall last year. It could be from flooding this year if you're in that area. But big acorns means just a healthy, healthy acorns and a lot of water.
And, some oak trees are mast producers,
right,
so they produce, basically they're trying to overwhelm all of the squirrels, chipmunks, and everything else as a way to, carry on the population for the next couple of generations. So
John's actually quite the propagator of trees.
Really?
He's not all about turf. Yeah.
But isn't it true that the different years vary? I remember the oaks in our yard, sometimes it's just filled, and sometimes it's pretty vacant.
Nasty.
Yep, lot like apple trees and some other fruit trees.
All right, how do I get rid of bamboo?
Oh, bamboo. Well, bamboo is a colonizing type of plant, and so it's going to just take digging it out to get rid of it. And that's just something you're going to have to stay on top of at that point.
Okay. Here's another one. If I aerate and overseed now, will I be able to apply crabgrass preventer next spring?
You should. That's one of the advantages behind seeding now, is that if you are worried about crabgrass next spring, you can do that. Whereas, texter might be wondering about, if you dormant seed, we do not recommend using a crabgrass preventer because that might affect the grass seed that's going to be germinating next spring. But this fall is great for crabgrass preventer next year if you need to.
Okay. Can I cut my 50-year-old lilacs down all the way now?
Yes, you can actually do that. I would do that. I would wait now until after they bloom next spring and then put that on your to-do list within a couple of weeks after they bloom.
This listener, Julie, says, I have summer fruiting raspberries. When's the best time to prune the spent floral canes late winter? And can I trim down the new ones 3 to 4 feet before winter?
I wouldn't trim down the new ones because those are going to be your fruiting canes next year. And as long as there's green leaves, they're still photosynthesizing, which is improving the strength and the fruiting for next year. But I would recommend you take a look at our raspberry page on our fruit section of Yard and Garden at extension.umn.edu. Go to Yard and Garden, go to Fruits, and we have excellent, excellent information on care and management, along with pests, managing pests and diseases on those plants, too. And raspberries are included there.
Less than 30 seconds to go. John, go to the horticulture building.
Horticulture building for more horticulture-related questions, or check out University of Minnesota Apples. Brewers Guild is there.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of great things in the building.
Get to the website, extension.umn.edu. Get to the Arboretum.
Right.
And the Abiders.
We'll be at Back Channel Brewing today, playing for the West Tonka Soundwave benefit for the West Tonka Food Shelf.
Outstanding. Great to see you here at the fair, both Julie and John. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Danny.
Thanks,
great.
Danny.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.